This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 and Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, the newspaper of record in Louisiana, is with us. It's also the official newspaper of LSU Athletics, and of course everybody in Tigertown is enthralled by what happened, 15-0, perhaps the greatest team in college football history, but unfortunately there always seems to be a wrinkle in today's headline on the sports page. LSU in contact with SEC NCAA schools responding to video of Beckham giving players cash. That's Odell Beckham. And the story by Brooks Cabina says the LSU Athletic Department said Wednesday it is working with the NCAA and the Southeastern Conference over a controversy involving former LSU star Odell Beckham Jr., who may have been handing out, I think he was handing out cash to players after the national championship game on Monday. And quite a spectacle at the Dome in many ways, but Odell Beckham has a way of taking the headlines, doesn't he, Mark Ballard?
Yeah, he does. And the way I'm kind of reading it is that he was doing it kind of as a joke, and but you know, not a very good joke, and certainly not one that was well thought out. And now the athletic department has to kind of go through you know, an investigatory type of process to kind of, you know, show that it was not much more than a joke.
Well, one of the players who took the money was Joe Burrow, who says his quote
he's
is
no longer a student athlete.
So I can say, yeah. So Joe Burrow, who, by the way, drives a 2015 Jeep Cherokee, according to his mechanic. he now has a lot of money for repairs, thanks to Odell Beckham Jr. And I suspect this is a story that will go away pretty quickly. And tomorrow there will be a celebration at the White House.
Really?
And I wonder if any of the LSU players will boycott it, or will they all be there?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard one way or the other about that. I was wondering that myself. My guess is that, you know, most of them will be there. But
now, Mike Johnson was with us last week, and I think he indicated he would not be able to make the game, but he did show up for the game. But he was not at the governor's inaugural on Monday. He and the governor went to law school together, have become political adversaries. That's kind of curious, isn't it?
Yeah, I would like to know why that was, because it was a noticeable absence on the dais. So, but he may have only been able to get to New Orleans and not to Baton Rouge earlier in the day. I don't know.
Well, it's always fun to look and see what's going on when people are looking from the podium or at the podium. And when Billy Nungesser was speaking, one of the cameras panned to Jeff Landry, and the look of contempt from Jeff Landry toward Billy Nungesser was palpable.
Well, I think that it kind of outlines it that there is a rift. The Republican Party may have all of the statewides except for the governorship. It may have near supermajorities in the House and a supermajority in the Senate, but like back in the day when the Democrats were the one-party state, there's a lot of factions that are going on, and we saw that with the speaker's race, and there's just a lot of factions that don't get along. And I think that Landry is one of those factions, and Nungesser is in the other.
They quite likely will be running against each other in 2023 for governor of Louisiana, and Nungesser is regarded as the moderate Republican, and Landry, of course, is really close to the hardcore base, and he backed Sherman Mack. Jeff Landry did, along with Senator Kennedy. He backed Sherman Mack for Speaker, and they lost. And the guy that John Bel Edwards wanted, based on his choices, Clay Schexnider, is the new Speaker of the House, and it wasn't even a close vote. He got 60 votes. What did you make of this, Mark?
As I say, I think there are factions within the party, and that, you know, nationally they hope, you know, they try to coalesce, they try to unify, but they're having difficult times doing that in Louisiana, and that vote seemed to show it. Going into the vote on Sunday night and maybe even early Monday morning, it was Sherman Max to win and or to lose, and that is what happened. There was a there was kind of a moderate Republicans gathering together with the Democrats, you know, saying, you know, we want to have a voice too. We don't want to go through another 4 years of this constant, you know, toe-to-toe fighting.
And Sheck Snyder has voted against some bills near and dear to the Louisiana Family Forum. He was opposed by Gene Mills, and Gene Mills, as we know, packs a wallop at the Capitol. But Sheck Snyder got the job, and it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
Yeah, I think you make a mistake by saying that Sheck Snyder is not a conservative as well. I mean, he has come down on a number of very conservative issues. He's voted against taxes, the rising taxes. I mean, he is not the the rhino, I guess, that they like to tag people that don't go along with the plan. So, and I think Gene Mills was going along with Mac because that was what the rest of those very conservative Republicans were doing.
Well, Sherman Mack is a trial lawyer. He advertises his services, and that would have been a curious choice, too.
It was, except for he has come out very, even though he voted against a tort reform bill several years ago, that he's come out very strongly for doing tort reform in the upcoming session.
Oh, is that right?
And chose, he said he would, if he was in charge, he would be the sponsor of perhaps the most controversial of those bills.
Session starts March 9th. Of course, Mark will be front and center. And the governor, as we've noted, doesn't have a great hand. 68 of the 105 House members are Republicans, and 27 of the 39 senators are Republicans. As we shift attention to the Senate for a moment, John Alario is gone, and that's a huge loss for the administration. Alario often ran a lot of interference for the governor and got things done. I doubt that he'll have the same kind of working relationship with
Paige Cortez. I know that that Alario in his later years became kind of a lightning rod for the very conservative Republicans, but I don't think I can remember a time when he was not in government, you know, and it was always a fairly steady hand on the tiller with that. And remains to be seen. Paige Cortez also is very conservative, but he's also one of those that is willing to kind of work on things. And maybe that'll help, but I don't think it's going to be the same. He does not carry the gravitas that that John Alario did.
The impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate is scheduled to start next week. And Wednesday, the House voted 228-193, ending a week-long delay to deliver the charges, with a tally reflecting the national split. And in Louisiana, all the five Republicans voted to protect the president. And if there was ever an indication of why they do this, we're talking about Graves and Scalise and Higgins and Mike Johnson and Ralph Abraham. At the Superdome Monday night, the President of the United States got the biggest cheer of the night when he was on the floor of the dome with his wife, the First Lady Melania. And I think any Republican member of Congress in Louisiana or South Carolina would have to take note of that, Mark.
Well, certainly that is the case. And I would suspect that that was the reason why it was done. I mean, he remains popular in Louisiana, even if his popularity is waning in other parts of the country.
A lady sent this message from Portland, Oregon, says she was here, proud to be from the U.S., especially seeing how the fans responded to the president, which was remarkable and exciting. She says people don't give such a response to the president in other places because they're brainwashed by the liberal media.
Yeah.
And
such power, I never knew.
In Washington, D.C., the liberal media are brainwashing everybody who booed the president at the World Series. But it does show the division in this country. The president is probably not going to go to a sporting event in Washington or New York or Los Angeles, But he'll gladly go to one in Baton Rouge or Tuscaloosa, Alabama, because he knows he will get a rousing ovation. This is Trump land. We are in Trump land.
Exactly so. And remember, when he did go to a World Series game in Washington, D.C., he was widely booed by the crowd. So
he was indeed. And the president, of course, is seeking re-election this year, and he quite likely will carry Louisiana. Do you think he'll get the same 58% he got last time, or maybe even better, or perhaps not as good?
I don't know. It depends on the turnout. I mean, it's obviously the folks that do go out and vote all the time. He's very popular and can command huge majorities. When the urban voters, for the most part, decide to go out to vote, then I'm not sure he is as popular. So I still think he will win, I mean, because the population is mostly rural in this state. But it may be a lot closer if the urban voters are motivated to go out to vote. We saw that with the Edwards election.
Well, Mark, I suspect everybody at the Capitol is all smiles. LSU has, at least for a week and maybe more, maybe longer, made everybody in Louisiana proud to be from this state, and the Tigers did it in grand style, and hats off to Coach O and LSU for making everybody feel so good.
And that was what he said he wanted to do, and he certainly succeeded in that.
A late bloomer at 58, guy who's bounced around, got fired at Ole Miss, where he lost 21 of 24 SEC games, but he's now king of the world, Coach Edward James Orgeron Jr. Thank you, Mark Ballard. Always
Thanks.
A pleasure. We'll call next
week. All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back with actor Michael